The most significant Civil War action in Baltimore was the Pratt Street Riots of Friday, April 19, 1861, which directly caused 17 known deaths, at least 50 injuries, and 7 recorded the arrest. Most of the fighting took place along President Street, from near the harbor north to Pratt Street, and along Pratt Street, west to Light Street. The violent action would last from approximately 11 a.m. to 12:45 p.m. and most involved 220 New England militiamen, some of whom carried and fired muskets, and a mob of Baltimore civilians, including a few Maryland militiamen that were out of uniform and were reported to number anywhere from the 250 that initially arrived to as many as 10,000 and who had fired a few pistols but fought mainly by grappling with passing militiamen or by hurling paving stones. Of the 600 or so officers and men of the 6th Massachusetts Infantry Regiment, Volunteer Militia, who passed from the President Street Station 1.1 miles west of the Camden Station, en route to Washington, 4 were killed and about 35 wounded. The dead soldiers, all of which were enlisted rank, were Addison O. Whitney, Luther C. Ladd, Charles A. Taylor, and Summer A. Needham. The last name died with little resistance in a Baltimore hospital about a week after the riots and during the 19th-century-style operations on his fractured skull. Of the 1,000 unarmed Pennsylvania militiamen and about 100 additional members of the 6th Massachusetts, including the regimental band, who arrived at the same time, none made it through the mob around President Street Station on their journey, and only one died of injuries sustained. His name was George Leisenring, and he succumbed to his injuries about a week later after he returned to Philadelphia. Many Baltimoreans were wounded, and 12 were killed: James Clark, William R. Clark, Robert W. Davis, Sebastian Gill, Patrick Griffith, John McCann, John McMahon, Francis Maloney, William Maloney, Philip S. Miles, Michael Murphy, and William Reed. At the time, and often on ever since, many Baltimoreans were most outraged by the death of Mr. Robert Davis, a 36-year-old dry goods merchant and innocent bystander that may have cheered for the Confederacy but did not join in the fighting. Mr. Davis was shot by someone on the 6th Massachusetts train shortly after it pulled out of Camden Station. Upon being hit by the round, he was heard to cry out, "I am killed." As he fell, and the next day a Baltimore coroner's jury decided that he had been ruthlessly murdered by one of the militaries. Mr. Davis's funeral was elaborate, but his murderer was never named, charged, or prosecuted. Two of the dead civilians, Patrick Griffith and William Reed, both young black men that had been employed in the area. Patrick Griffith was employed on one of the oyster slopes that was tied up on the docks near Pratt and Light Streets. William Reed was employed by a Pratt Street establishment described only as the greenhouse and was shot through the bowels while looking from a doorway on Pratt Street. The ages, addresses, occupations, specific circumstances of death and last rites of the other Baltimore casualties have apparently never been recorded, although those who fell in the Pratt Street riots turned out to be the first fatality victims of a hostile action in the Civil War. No one was killed during the action, which had ended 4 days earlier at Fort Sumter, South Carolina. The most thorough contemporary accounts of the riots and Baltimore newspapers state that the police arrested great numbers afterward. Only 7 were apparently ever named anywhere. Those were Mark Kagan and Andrew Eisenbrecht, charged with assaulting an officer with a brick; Richard Brown and Patrick Collins, throwing bricks, creating or contributing to a riot; William Reed, severely injuring a man with a brick; J. Friedenwald, assaulting an unknown man; and Lawrence T. Irwin, throwing a brick on Pratt Street. These 7 constitute another Civil War first. The troops from Massachusetts and Pennsylvania responding to Abraham Lincoln's April 15, 1861 call for volunteers, and many Baltimoreans in slave-holding Maryland interpreted that to be an effort to recruit an army to invade such seceding sister states as Virginia. A Confederate army recruiting office flourished at Marsh Market. A procession mob of about 800 had roamed Charles Street on the night before, 18th of April, and more than one African-American had been flogged for cheering the Republican president in public. So, the Baltimoreans and the Pratt Street riots were as much pro-Southern as they were simply pro-Maryland, or simply outraged by the alleged violation of state sovereignty by another state's militia, an idea suggested in Maryland. My Maryland, the official state song that was inspired by and written shortly after the riots by Ryder Randall, a native Baltimore English teacher who at the time was living in New Orleans. And so, the 7 Baltimoreans arrested turned out to be the first Civil War partisans of either side who suffered official legal action for their pains. Of them, only one, Lawrence T. Irwin, was convicted and held for a sentence, so far as contemporary accounts, historians, and memoirs reveal. His sentence, if any, was unrecorded.